The Playhouse in the Morning.
It was awful, and I loved it so much. I cried.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
There's really no middle ground with you. Either you don't care at all, or you care 100 and crazy percent.
Y94.
Your thoughts on lovely Lana this morning. Hi.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, what are your thoughts on that one?
Okay, first of all, I have to say this. I do understand what she's saying. However, I challenge her to tonight or tomorrow night, whichever night she's with the other guy, sit down and tell them both what's really going on in their relationship and see if she gets knocked down from a queen to the servant level, because she's so... it's so ironic that she says all this stuff, but really other guys don't have a clue. She really wouldn't know either until she's, told them about what's really going on.
Yep.
It's just funny. It's just hilariously funny that she thinks that these guys are just going to still love her when they have no idea what's really been going on.
I entirely agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in. So here's the deal. As far as texts go at 35270, we have over 3,000 text messages. So I understand, Rat, that you can't grab all of them, not even a percentage of them, really. But can you just grab a couple of the ones that pop out at you?
Polyamory is fine, but everyone has to know and consent, and she doesn't have that. What she has is two relationships, and that is not the same. Okay, what is the similarities of gay marriage and what she's doing? A woman having two husbands is one thing. Polygamy, not gay. She lacks brains. She needs to wake up and smell the roses. She's going to hurt both guys. Tell Lana to research polyamorous relationships and keep gay marriage out of her mouth. No one gives a crap about your cheating relationships. Tell the guys, see what they say, then decide if you want to continue. My guess is they're not as cool with it as you think they'll be. You're the only one benefiting. And what the hell just happened? She has it set in her mind that these two are going to be okay with this. She's in for a slap in the face when they find out about each other.
Playhouse, hi.
Well, I think you guys need to stop drinking that Haterade.
Oh, God.
Honestly, the way she described it, it sounds like she wants a reverse Mormon kind of thing to go on. She wants multiple husbands instead of multiple wives. In my opinion, that's not going to work. One of the guys is going to get pissed and totally just go off on her.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Maggie, question for you.
Yes.
I don't know if you're at the same point I am. I don't care to talk to her anymore.
No.
I'm probably good.
Mm-mm.
But if you find the strength later and want to touch base with her, she thinks quite highly of herself.
Mm-hmm.
If she would love to have her and one or both of these gentlemen on, I don't care when. Anytime, any day. She picks whenever.
Okay.
I would love to hear the unveiling of this to each of them.
Please, yes.
If you talk to her if you want to. I don't care to talk to her again. But it's entirely, if you don't want to deal with her, that's fine.
If she wants to. We'll see.
Hi.
I just have to say that I'm a lesbian, and her referencing her situation to same-sex marriage is ridiculous. Because we date the same sex doesn't mean we're cheaters.
Well, and how does that make you feel? You're sitting there and you're driving to work or wherever you're going, and you're listening to this woman basically take a situation where she's dating two separate men that don't know about each other and saying, well, that's basically the same. I mean, how does that make you feel? I got to imagine you just got enraged.
Yeah, it makes me want to slap her.
Oh.
Because it's not, I mean, we have enough stigma and problems to deal with it just coming legal in Minnesota, same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need her to reference the same as her situation, because it's completely different. You know, in a same-sex marriage, both of us are agreeing upon to marry each other being the same sex. Her two men have no idea about each other whatsoever.
No, perfect. We appreciate the phone call this morning. Thank you so much for calling in. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. A couple. First of all, I don't get the whole reference with it's okay to date two guys, just if it's okay if there's gay marriage. That's people's decisions, and I'm pretty sure people who are gay and married aren't cheating on somebody else and dating two people at the same time.
So I got to tell you, it's probably one of the most offensive comparisons I've ever heard anyone make, to be honest
exactly.
with you.
Exactly. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and if she's for or against it, that's fine, but that's probably the biggest insult out there. Secondly, it's called humility and humbleness. She needs to get some. The only reason why she blows up in front of everybody is because she probably knows deep down she's wrong, so then she just talks about how awesome she is, which she's not. And thirdly, she's dating two guys. Like, yes, a relationship is about honesty and trust, but a big part of that is honesty. And yeah, she may be honest with the individual people themselves and maybe is very loving to them, but she kind of forgets the overall picture that she's cheating on them. And she can argue that point as much as she wants to, but all she's doing is just sounding like a babbling fool and making an idiot out of herself in the area. So that's my thoughts on it.
I think they're pretty accurate thoughts. Thank you. Rats, more of those men. We've passed 4,000 text messages.
Somebody please tell this woman the issue no one is addressing and the reason she is calling. People don't have this huge problem with threesome commitments. People do have a problem from a love omitting pertinent information, such as sleeping with another man.
Exactly.
No, you're not physically harming either man, but you are lying to both men. Omitting is lying, and that's what is not moral with you, Lana. My head seriously hurts just trying to understand her, let alone her comparisons. I could rant all day about this one, but the Superman type she's describing that I've met have never been the type to share their woman. First off, I have to say I'm sorry. I had to change the station for a bit because I couldn't stand listening to her. Second, honey, nobody's jealous of you. If everyone in the situation was aware of it and okay with it from the beginning, then that'd be one thing. But since that's not the case here, I'm sure one of these guys find out about it, they're not going to be okay with it either. And that woman is ridiculous. Her points are invalid. She needs to wake up and realize people will support her if it's right. And what she's doing and saying is completely wrong. She's a great example of why people are simply stupid. She is that definition.
Playhouse, good morning.
Here's the thing with that. I think most of us are wired differently than that. The majority of us are wired differently than that. And just like that Sister Wives show, the people I feel sorry for are the multiple wives.
Mm-hmm.
And their premise is they always say, love to be multiplied, not divided. Well, that's fine coming from his side, but it's divided amongst all those women, and they have to live with the idea that he loves multiple people just as much as them, and there's nothing special about them. So in her case, I feel sorry for the men because, I mean, they're not her one and only. It's divided, and there's nothing special about them individually. And I guess for those of us that are wired differently, and that's the majority of us that don't understand that, I think all we can do is practice tolerance, I guess. Just like any other minority type practice that most of us don't understand.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm glad that we all seem to be on the same page. I do enjoy the text. Here's the one that jumps out at me in the text club. First, Donna the Deer Lady. Now, Lana the Dumb Lady. What's that one?
The Playhouse in the Morning.
It was awful, and I loved it so much. I cried.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
There's really no middle ground with you. Either you don't care at all, or you care 100 and crazy percent.
Y94.